The main tefillah of Shemini Esrei of Rosh Hashanah has a different nusach for the middle bracha than the main middle bracha of the tefillah of Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah, we end off the middle bracha, bracha and tzoyt, with Vorcha Emet V'Kayam La'ad, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Al Kol Ha'aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom Hazikaron. Yom Kippur, the ending of the bracha, There's an interesting levush in Simon Tov Reish Chof Aleph in the halachas of Yom Kippur, is of the levush that concerning the Birchas HaHaftorah, the bracha of the Haftorah of Shachris Yom Kippur, there he says we do not end off like we end off in the brachas of Yom Kippur. Ein oimim b'Birchas HaHaftorah Melech Moichel V'Seileach. In the last bracha Achrona after the Haftorah, we don't end off on like the other Shemini Tfilos of Yom Kippur, Melech Moichel V'Seileach. Ki ma inim mechila slicha et Birchas HaHaftorah b'Nevi'im. So the Levush, what's mechila uslicha got to do with HaHaftorah b'Nevi'im? So after HaHaftorah, you don't end off Moichel V'Seileach. But Elohima, Udvorcha Emet V'Kayom La'ad, Uruch Atah Hashem, Melech Al Kol Ha'aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim. So we have to understand, what does the Levush mean? That on all the tefillahs of Yom Kippur, we end up with Mechila Slicha, Melech Meichel V'Seileach. The Brocha after the Haftorah, we can't end up with Meichel V'Seileach, because Mechila Slicha has got nothing to do with Haftorah. So what do we end up with? Melech HaKolos and Kajit Ovi Emevi Torah. That's a different shot. What does this mean? That we end up with Yom Kippur, Melech HaKolos and Kajit Ovi Emevi Torah. What's Yom Kippur all about if not for Mechila Slicha? Why can't you end off Melech Meichel V'Seileach? And further, weiter, we also have to understand that what is the Haftorah of Yom Kippur Shachris? The Levush just two lines before, there's a master from Yeshaya and Zion. It's a whole Musa from Yeshaya Hanavi all about Shuva. Seilu, Seilu, Tanu Derech. And the Novi tells Yeshaya, what do you think tshuva is? Just to fast, halachas ka'adman reisha, just to bow down. And the Novi tells us what tshuva really is, to the chesed and tzedakah, together with a tshuva. And the Levush says, Yimbu mafte in Yeshaya, koyom ha'arom, and iso soy, yisoy la, at pi Hashem dida, mishum sheyesh bo inim tshuva, the Tanis. So the Haftorah is chosen for Indian of Tshuva V'Tanis. So why can't we end off with Melech Meichel V'Seileach? There's a Tshuva in Rav Kiva Eiger, in Simon Chof Dalet. The Tshuva of Rav Kiva Eiger is a Shaila. There's a Halacha in Hilchas Tanis from the Marik in Shulchan Aruch that when there's a Kriyas V'Achal in a Tanis Tzibur, someone who is not fasting, a Chayla who has to eat, cannot be oila l'toyre, because he's not the kind of tannis, he's allowed to eat, he has to eat, but he's not the kind of tannis, he can't be oila l'toyre to the kriyas ha'toyre of Zaychal. That is brought in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tannis, Tovkuf Samach Vov. Now, Dr. Kiva Eiger had a story on Yom Kippur that there was a choyle, he couldn't come to shul, they made a minyan for him in his house, and that kriyas ha'toyre. And they wanted to give the Choyle an Aliyah in this minyan on Yom Kippur. So the Kiva Eiger says, the Pashtus, I Paskan, that you can give the Choyle who has to eat on Yom Kippur an Aliyah and the Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur is not worse than any Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Besides the Talmud of Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur has Kedushas Hayoyim. Like Yom Kippur is the Kedushas Hayoyim of 5 Aliyot, Shabbat is the Kedushas Hayoyim of 7 Aliyot, Yom Kippur is the Kedushas Hayoyim of 6 Aliyot. Yom Kippur, the Kedushas Hayoyim is Machmas Kedushas Hayoyim. So why shouldn't the Chola, even if he eats, he's not Mekayim the Din Tamis, but why shouldn't he have an Aliyah on Yom Kippur? But the Kiva'iga, he's Mesupik, when they had the same minion from the same person, they had a minion for Mincha Yom Kippur. Now Mincha Yom Kippur, there's a Mincha with a Haftarah, and that Mincha of Kiva'iga is Mesupik. Is the Pshat that Kriyas HaTorah of Mincha Yom Kippur is like Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos Mincha? Like, because in Mincha you don't have so many times Kriyas HaTorah. Yom Kippur there's no Kriyas HaTorah in Mincha. Shabbos there is. Now, how do we type the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Kippur? Is it like Shabbos? Does Shabbos you lie in the Parsha of Shavua and Yom Kippur you lie in a different Parsha? Is the Kriyas HaTorah like Shabbos? Or is the Kriyas HaTorah of Mincha Yom Kippur like Mincha of a Tanis? Every time if you have a Kriyas HaTorah of Mincha, there is a Tanis, and here's a different Parsha, but it's the Kriyas HaTorah without Torah. Is the Kivega Mesupik? What's the gather of Kriyas HaTorah by Shabbos and Yom Kippur Mincha? Is it Mitzad Tanis? Then a Chola will not be able to be Oile. Is it Mitzad Kedushas Hayoim like Shabbos, and then a Chola will be Oile? Is a Mesupik. Now Kivega, at the Machteches, at the back of the Kivega, he adds on, what happens if Yom Kippur Shachal the Shabbos? Yom Kippur Shachal the Shabbos. Then there's definitely a Kriyas HaTorah Mitzad Shabbos. Then a choyle who has to eat on Yom Kippur by Mincha, even by Mincha, can definitely be a Eile L'Torah, because there is a Kriya Mitzad Shabbos, which the choyle is no worse than anyone else. Now the Marcheshes says that this shayle of Mincha should be toile on a machlokes in Hilchos Yom Kippur. There is a machlokes in Siman Tov Reish Chof Beis. After Machte Haftorah of Yom Kippur Mincha, the brachas after the Haftorah, according to the Mechaber, you say to all the brachas, including Al Haftorah, Al Avodah, like on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, like by Shachar. The Remor says, no, you don't mention Al Haftorah, Al Avodah, yet stop at Mogen David, like a Tanit. So the Machesh says, that's the Machloitis. If Haftorah Mincha of Yom Kippur is Midin Tanis, then it's like Tanis. You stop by Baruch Hashem Mogen David, you say that Bracha Achreina after Haftorah, but you don't say the last of the Bracha Achreina of the Haftorah, Al Haftorah, Al Avodah, Al Anvir, because on the Tanis you don't say that. But the Mechaber Shitta is that Kriyas Haftorah of Mincha Yom Kippur is Midin Kedushas Hayoim. It's Midin Kedushas Hayoim. Even though Shabbos there isn't a Haftorah, and here there is, but he still learns that the Kriya, he says it's the Kriya, it's a special Kriya with a Haftorah and Mitzad Kedushas Hayoyim, and therefore you say Al Haftorah Avodah like Shachris. But now we pass there like the Remor, we hold that everyone knows that the Yom Kippur Mincha Haftorah, we do not say Al Haftorah Avodah, we are not like the Remor. The Remor says we are not like that. So we don't tell a Torah Al Avodah. Why not? Because we passed him that the Kriya is Mitzad Tanis. So if the Machesh is La Locha that it's Mitzad Tanis, then a Chola cannot have an Aliyah, a Chola has to eat on Yom Kippur, cannot have an Aliyah on Mincha, because that Kriya is Mitzad Hilchos Tanis. Ma'ashen can Shachris, you can have an Aliyah, because that's Mitzad Kedushas Hayom. This is all according to the Hanocha that a Chola who has to eat can't keep the Din Tanis. He has to eat, he can't have an Aliyah on a Kriyas HaTorah on a Tanis. That is how Yom Kivega and the Machesh of it take on. But from Sefer is the Klal Mechulit. Therefore, from Sefer holds that it's a Tanis. If it's a Tanis, Tibur, it's a Tanis, all Klal is all, even if someone has got a Chiyuv to eat because of Nefesh, a Chola, he has to eat. And he's still got the Kriyas HaTorah, he can have an Aliyah in any case. But the others take on, like the Marik, that you can't eat if you've broken the Tanis. But Shachris Yom Kippur is Mitzad Kedushas Hayoyim, Rebbe Kiveiga. Now, I want to bring out from Rebbe Kiveiga a basic Nekuda, what is Yom Kippur? You see from Rebbe Kiveiga, Rebbe Kiveiga divides Yom Kippur into two. There is on Yom Kippur a Yom Tanis. It's a Yom Tanis. The time is Deraisa, Venetian is Nafsha Seichem. It's a Yom Tanis. Yom Kippur has also Kedusha Sayyim. It's a mean Yom Tov. The Mikra Kodesh. The Pesuk calls it Mikra Kodesh. It's a Mikra Kodesh. It's a Yom Tov like all other Yom Tovim. So Yom Kippur is two in one. It's 2 days in one day. There's a mitzvah in Yisrael Nafsha Seichem that gives it a Shem Tanis that could be without the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur. It's a Shem Tanis, in Yisrael Nafsha Seichem. Why Tanis? Part of Tshuva. Tanis, we'll see soon, it's part of Tshuva. There is another Yom Tov, the Yisrael Melocha. There's a Kedusha Hayoim, which is also Yom Kippur, Mitzvah Kedush. The Pashman people also is Mitzvah Kedush. The Torah puts them all in one day. But you see from the Kiveide, it's two in one. There's two demons in the Yom Kippur. There's Kedusha Yom Kippur and there's a Yom Tan. Memele, Ken and Kren, the Kriyasa Torah, what causes the Kriyasa Torah? Each Yom, each din causes demons. The Yom Tan is Machayat Tanis. The Kedusha of Hayoim is Mechayev, Lemoshele, it's a Melocha. And what's the Mechayev of Kiveh Satoyah? So that's the living in the Kiveh Ege. The Kedusha of Hayoim is Mechayev Kiveh Satoyah, but the Yom Tanis is Mechayev Kiveh Satoyah for Mincha. Now, going back to the Levush said that the Haftoyah, that the Brocha of the Haftoyah of Shachris, we cannot mention Mechilas Licha because Mechilas Licha has nothing to do with Haftoyah. So we want to know Pshat. What's wrong with mentioning Mechilas Licha? If Yom Kippur and you are mentioning Yom Kippur, why should you not mention Mechilas Licha? Ken Zayin Azur. The Levush learns that the Haftorah of Shachris, the Kiveide takes on that the Kriyat Haftorah of Shachris is Mitzvah Kedusha Sayyid. So the Haftorah follows the Kriyat Haftorah. So the Haftorah of Yom Kippur Shachris is Mitzvah Kedusha Sayyid. Like every Shabbat and Yom Tov, the Yom Kippur, the Kedusha Hayoim of Yom Kippur is Mechayev the Haftorah. Kedusha Hayoim, the Levush, is nothing to do with Mechilas Licha. That's not Mechilas Licha. The Kapora comes through the Tanis. We Paskin, there's a Machlokes Tanoim in the Gemara, but we Paskin is Tumash Hayoim itself is not Mechaper, only together with Tshuva. That the Kapora is together with Tshuva. Tanis is part of Tshuva. And so the Moichel, the Seileach, that has got to do with the Tanis, with the Tanis. The two parts of Yom Kippur. The Yom Tanis, that brings the Tshuva. That's part of the Tshuva. And that brings the Mechilas Licha. The Kedusha Sayyim, of course, helps towards it. The Kedusha Sayyim is a Hashpoah, is a Kedusha, is a Kavus, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it helps us to do Tshuva. But it's only together with the Tanis that we do that we can get to the Tshuva, to the Kapora of Yom Kippur. Zok the Levush that ma inyan slicha u'mechila lebechas haftoyah v'nevi'im. What's mechayev the haftoyah? The kedusha zayoyim. Kedusha zayoyim is not mechila slicha. Ah, you'll ask me. So what about all the tefillahs? All the tefillahs of Yom Kippur is of the Kedusha Sayyim is Mechayev the tefillahs as well. So how in the tefillahs do we mention Moichel the Seileach? The tenet is tefillahs, we have to daven for everything. The Kedusha Sayyim is Mechayev for tefillahs. There's a Loshon HaGemara that the Yom is Mechayev for tefillahs. So what's tefillahs? It's a daven. What do we daven for? Avad the Kapora. So Avad the Kedusha Sayyim is Mechayev tefillahs and the tefillahs. Tefillahs, we have to daven for whatever possible, whatever we can get. Yes. Yes. And the Tefillah of Al-Avodah.
Yes.
Yes. If it's in very well. So the Tefillah of Al-Avodah is not for Kedusha Hayoyim. But the Levush, you can't bring in Mechila Tefillahs. I, Tefillahs, Tefillahs Mechim. No, Tefillahs, you, Tefillahs, can you daven? The Chinuch, when he explains the mitzvah of Tanis, mitzvah Shi and Yud Gimel, the mitzvah of Tanis, the initium is Nafshe Seichem on Yom Kippur, Mishroshe HaMitzvah, is that the reason why the Torah tells us to fast, because Ma'achol Mishte is Ma'oyre the Taiva, and it takes the Nefesh away from Chochmah. It takes the person more towards Gashmias. We're coming towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur for a Kapora. And Ein Donin Esa Adam El Elfi Maisav Shabbos Esa Shor. the Bechinuch. So we've got to make sure that in the time that we're asking HaKadosh before HaKadosh Toiv Loi Lehagbir Napshoi HaChachoma Ulehachmiyah HaChoyme. It's good to be Magbir the Chachme and to be Machmiya, to be Mevatel the Gashmiyah, today that we should be Ru'uya Lekabel Kapazasa of Leim Ne'eno Nesa Chataivus. So the Chinuch says the Inyan of Tarnit Yom Kippur is to be poirish, appreciate from Gashmiyah, we should be more, a bit nearer the Ruchmiyah, therefore we more Ru'uy to be Mekabel the Kapazasa of Yom Kippur. So it's an Inyan of appreciate from Gashmiyah to be in a matzah Ru'uy for the feel of a Kapazasa. That is Tarnit. When it comes to the mitzvah of the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur, Shvisa Mimelocha, mitzvah Shein Yudzayim, then the Chinuch says the reason of the Shvisa Mimelocha, why did the Torah tell us to stop work, not to do any melochas in Yom Kippur? Mishrosha mitzvah, for the chat, kide shaloni niya tzvudim v'shum dovo. V'nosim kol machshavteinu v'chol kavonoseinu levakesh mechilo slicha me'eith adoin ha'koil v'yeinu zeh. Here the Chinuch says the reason why we should be Shoydes b'melacha is that all our we should be not Torah, we shouldn't be Torah, we should, all our machshavas and kavanos should be to daven for Mechilas Lichem. So in Shvisa b'melacha the Chinuch doesn't say to be Polish, Torah not being Oisik in Gashmis, to be Polish from Gashmis, more Torah than Lichem, he doesn't say that. That is by Tarnit, it says to be Polish, to be Machmiya v'choyme, that's part of Tshuva. In Shvisa b'melacha he says that we shouldn't be tolerant. We should have full kavana, full mimichas and nefesh to daven, because that's the kedushas hayom to daven. And it's a tach what you done for daven and mechila v'slicha. So you can see that there also that there's two dinim here. There's the yom tarnis, which is part of the actual tshuva, and there's the kedushas hayom, which it could go together with shavisa mimelocha, and that's for davening. That's the tefillah of Yom Kippur. The Gemara says in Shabbos, that Kuf Yutet, the posted the Lekdoish Hashem Mechubad, the Yom Kippurim She'ein Boi Loi Achile V'Loi Shtia, on the Tzayrek Habdeyu B'Kshus Nekir. And this is a posuk Lekdoish Hashem Mechubad Midashim for Yom Kippur, that there's no Achilo Shtia, that's the Mechabad Zayin Yom Kippur with Kshus Nekir. The Gemara as if says you should be Mechabad Yom Kippur. How can I be Mechabad Yom Kippur? Do I count as a Suda Yom Kippur? No Achilo Shtia, so I can't do any covered Yom Kippur like I can do covered Shabbos with Suda. So I've got Itzer. How do you do it? With Kshus Nekir. Be Mechabad with Kshus Nekir. Mashma Keilu, there's a problem. Lo achila, there's no achila, lo shtia. Why doesn't it say there's a mitzvah of tarnis? There's no achila. It's a tarnis. The mitzvah of nisan is not shaseichan. It's much not. You can explain this Gemara as well. The Gemara is talking about mitzvah kedusha sayyim. Now, that is a mitzvah of tarnis. But there's a mitzvah of kedusha sayyim. Mitzvah kedusha sayyim, it's like a Shabbos of Yom Tov. There's a mitzvah of kovet. Kovet ayyim. So how are you mechabed? There's no achila shtia. Because it's other than a tarnis. It's much not really, we need achila shtia to be mechabed. Mitzvah kedusha sayyim. But we haven't got the name of David Kshus Nekir. It's even more nicker in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah brings three reasons for the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur. The Rosh brings from Chazal that the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Chastei Agadol, told us to fast. He told us he made us a mitzvah before that we should have to fast. Rabbeinu Yonah says, in the second reason, he says as a all other yomim tovim, b'shar yomim tovim, anachnu tovim suda l'simchas hamitzvah. All other yomim tovim, there's a simchas hamitzvah. Schal mitzvah, tachta shlevat v'shem kecha b'simcha. B'pnei shehapsoim v'yem akivim yom kippur, we've got a tzoim, nischaigu likvoy ha-suda al simchas hamitzvah b'erev yom akivim. So why have we got a mitzvah of suda and erev yom kippur? Because of simchas yom tov. Because every yom tov we have simchas hamitzvah. What does he mean simchas hamitzvah? Which mitzvah? Simchas hamitzvah. He means simchas yom tov. He means simchas yom tov. That's every yom tov. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. What's the simcha? Simchas hamitzvah. Every yom tov. What's the simchas hamitzvah? The simcha with the yom tov. So yom kippur, there should be simchas yom tov. So where's the simchas yom tov? We've also got a din of toy, a different din. So there's a clash. So the suda, the Torah is kevea on erev yom kippur. That the Suda on Erev Yom Kippur really belongs to Yom Kippur. That means because Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov. So you see also from Rabbeinu Yonah that the Tzoyim on Yom Kippur is a problem. Mipnei Sha'at Tzoyim B'Yom HaKippurim, so what do you do with the Suda? That means there is a Yom Kippur and there is a Tzoyim and there's a problem. So you make the Suda. That means there isn't another aspect of Yom Kippur besides the Tzoyim. That is mashal from the Gemara in Shabbat. Ein bo yachilu shtir. That you, because of there's a din ta'anit, that's a din ta'anit, that's the tshuva part and the kapora part, but there's also kavod yom kippur. Where do you do that? So there's a suda and Yom Kippur, according to this reason of Rabbeinu Yonah, so that's mitzvah of Yom Kippur, as the simchas mitzvah, the simchas yom of Yom Kippur. So all this is machazik, this yisod, that there's 2 points to Yom Kippur. There's the Yom Ha'anit, and there's the Kedusha Hayoyim. Each one is Machayev Dine, Kriyas HaTorah is the Dine of Kivay. Again, we're saying the HaTorah Shachris is like the Kriyas HaTorah Shachris is Mitzad Kedusha Hayoyim, especially the last Rocha HaTorah Zavad and Mitzad Kedusha Hayoyim. Therefore, Choyle can have an Aliyah. So therefore, the Levush says we do not mention Moichel B'Selech, because that Moichel B'Selech belongs to the other Tzad, that belongs to the Din Tarnis. There is a Shaila, there is another Levush. The Levush says that what we say on Rosh Hashanah, Udvolcha Emes, Vekayam La'ad, then we say, Boruch Ata Hashem, Melech HaKalorez, Kajitol Yehim HaRitolim. The Levush says, but we do not say Udvolcha, we do not say Udvolcha Emes V'Kayam La'ad on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, Ma'ashem Esayimim Ki'ata Lekim Emes Udvolcha Emes V'Kayam La'ad Baruch Ata Hashem Melech Melech Yisrael, that's the Torah. He said, yeah, it was printed in some Siddurim, that's the Torah, because that's not Shaykh to the Chassima. So this is another Shlik Levush. So the Levush in Siman Tov Reish Yotes says, when we've got the chassina of Melech, Moichel v'Seleach on Yom Kippur, in the tefillahs of Yom Kippur, we cannot say there Dvorcha Emes v'Kayim La, because it's not Me'en HaChassina. It's a mistake, because you need the halacha Me'en HaChassina Tzomuch LaChassina. But just before the chassina, you need Me'en HaChassina. That's the klal in all drachas. Just before you finish off the drachas, you have to say Me'en, similar to the chassina. So we're ending off with Melech Meichel V'Seleach, so we can't say Udvolcha Emes V'Kayim La'ad before Melech Meichel V'Seleach. Therefore, and that's what we do. So on Yom Kippur, it needs explaining, but I haven't got time now. So that's what we do. On Yom Kippur, we say Melech Meichel V'Seleach. We do not say Udvolcha Emes V'Kayim La'ad. On Rosh Hashanah, we say Melech HaKoloros M'Kaj Shavim HaZikon. There, we do say Udvolcha Emes V'Kayim La'ad. Now, the shita of the Levush we started off with the Haftorah, the Brucha of the Haftorah, he says there, the Haftorah in Kippur Shachris, we do not say Melech Meichel V'Seleach, the normal ending of Yom Kippur. There, the Haftorah of Yom Kippur Shachris, we say the ending of Rosh Hashanah, Melech HaKol HaOlam. And therefore, there, the Levush does say Udvolcha Emes V'Kayim La'ad in the Haftorah. In the Haftorah of Yom Kippur Shachris, he says, Udvolcha Emes V'Kayim La'ad, Baruch Hashem Melech HaKol HaOlam. The Kitzur, there's the standard ending of Rosh Hashanah, which is Udvolcha Emes V'Kayim La'ad, Melech HaKol HaOlam. There's the standing ending of Yom Kippur, which is Melech Meichel V'Seleach, and there the Levush says, we don't say Udvolcha Emes V'Kayim La'ad. But Shachris, Yom Kippur, where we explained the Levush that Shachris, Yom Kippur, at the Haftorah, you can't mention Meichel V'Seleach, so there, Shachris Yom Kippur goes back to the Rosh Hashanah Digen Nusach. Yom Kippur, Haftorah, Shachris, the Levush puts it back to the Rosh Hashanah Nusach. And the Rosh Hashanah Nusach, you do say Dvorcha Emes V'Kayim La'ad with Melech HaKol HaOlam. The problem is, we are the problem, our minute. Our minute, if you look in all Sidurim, Machzorim, of the Haftorah, Yom Kippur, Shachris. We don't pass in like this Rosh. This Rosh that we've been speaking about, in the Siddurim and the Machzorim, it is not like that. And the Machzorim brings Chorotim, and it says each one, everyone should be married like this minute. our minhag is, we say the standard Yom Kippur text, which we say Yom Kippur for the Shemina Esra, we say also Yom Kippur Lahaftorah. If you look in the Siddur, here this is a Siddur in the Haftorah of Shabbat, it has all the Bruchas, Achroinus of Haftorah for Yishal Shigolim, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. And here for the Yom Kippur Shachas, we've got here Al Haftorah, Al Avoidah, Al Amrihim, Al Yemek Kippurim, Azeh. And we end off, Utvorcha Emes Vekayim Lahad, Boruchat Hashem, Melech Moichel Veseleach. Now here's a problem I'll have to leave with the Kasha here. That we don't pass the night delivers. Okay, we don't pass the night delivers. We hold that you have to have Torah of Shachris, Yom Kippur, you can mention Melech Moichel Veseleach. It's the normal Yom Kippur ending. But then why do we say Utvorcha Emes Vekayim Lahad? We do hold up the second Lerush. We don't say Yidroch Emes V'Kayim Lahad on the Yom Kippur. The standard Yom Kippur Nusser, we don't say Yidroch Emes V'Kayim Lahad. The standard Rosh Hashanah Nusser, we do say Yidroch Emes V'Kayim Lahad. The Lerush Lishitosei holds that the Haftorah goes back to the Rosh Hashanah Nusser, so he says Yidroch Emes V'Kayim Lahad. But we don't hold up this Lerush. We hold that the Yom Kippur Shachris Haftorah is the same Yom Kippur Digan Nusser of Melech Mech V'Saleach. So why in our Siddurim does it say Yidroch Emes V'Kayim Lahad? So it's a bit of both. You're saying Zot Chaim is the Kaim La'ad which belongs to the Rosh Hashanah Nusser, and you're saying Melech Mech V'Saleach which belongs to the Yom Kippur Nusser. Zot Hashver. We'll have to leave a moment for a kasha. Just to end off, that we're talking about Kedushas Hayoim of Yom Kippur, that is the Kula Alma. There's definitely a Kedushas Hayoim of Yom Kippur, and there's definitely Yom Tarnis of Yom Kippur. The Mashgiach Ponovich, Chassid Levenstein, Zechat Bezocha, always used to say, as on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the luft is full with malchias. He says he could feel the Kedushas Hayom. The Kedushas Hayom is full with malchias. There's a hashpura of Melech al Kol Ha'aretz that we if we're zeicha, we can feel the Kedusha that we're in Ulefona and malchias, that we're standing in front of the Kedush Baruch Hu. But Rav Shach, he always used to say over the Shem with Yisra Zalman, as in Yeshivas, in Litte, Tleif Menzogu, Rav Shach said over the Shem of Yisra Zalman that they used to say in the Litvish Yeshivas as Metonish Arayim Salman in Rosh Hashanah. Not to fall into a Rosh Hashanah in Yom Kippur. If you fall into it, it's Gonish Vef. So there was a saying in the Yeshivas in Litvish, Gonish Arayim Salman, as Mephtal Tarayim in Rosh Hashanah is as though the Ayovam Potfal from Sukkah Arayim. As Sukkah is a Ramokim from Kedusha, Shpizim, and the Schach, and the Fanayim, and also the Hanoah, it's a Kedusha, it's Hukkah, and it's and we're surrounded with the other Shiva Rishpizim. I go from the salt around in the Sukkah, a Greek guy falls into the game, doesn't know what's going on. So if we fall into the Kedusha again, we're not going to gain out of the Kedusha then. We're falling into Kedusha. The luft is filled with the Kedusha. But he used to say we mustn't fall into it. I said this over a few years ago once in the Bokhan, but a Bokhan told me he brought this moshul to life. At this moshul, which they used to say in history, Yeshiva, because I go from the salt around in the Sukkah, he said with the mice in Stanford Hill, that someone tried to break into a house. So there was a flat roof, and he climbed onto the flat roof and to climb in into the window in the first floor. So the younger guy went onto the flat roof, but he didn't know that this flat roof was tough. That's the bushel he brought to life. So imagine this shvat, surrounded with a spizin, with a hooktel and a tzvotzer, with a tzach, and the tzana is the garment of kedusha of a sukkah, and the Eitzish was sitter. So the Eitzish Zalman said, he said, that's what we shouldn't be like that. We can be like that. As me found Narayan and our son and Kippur, we're just busy. That's how it is. We're always busy with something. We're just busy with this and busy with that. All of a sudden it's Yom Kippur. So we fall into Yom Kippur. We're surrounded with Kedusha, with Kedusha Tayyim. But we mustn't be like the Yovan the Fountain Sukkah then. The more we're making, if we prepare our Machshavos in advance, then we'll be able to be Nehneh Yetshem from the Kedusha. We should gain out of the Kedusha from the Inwil upon our Malkit. So we'll gain his Kalvus to the Rivayim Shreim.
Thank you. So we're on day 9 of the 10-day program. In the last couple of days, we've got to the stage where we have a simcha shel mitzvah that we feel confident that the Rebbeinu Shem will and wants to help us. And yesterday we learned about introducing a chiddush into our tefillah, either through the various devices or, more importantly, in our own minds, the feeling that every tefillah is only an extension of credit. And today he speaks about personal requests. It's on page 42. It's a very short item. And basically what he says is that a person who has a personal Torah is going to concentrate in that particular chelik of Shmoneh Esrei a little bit more deeply. Somebody who has a particular situation where Rachmana Litzlan doesn't have panosa, then maybe in Borech Aleinu, at least at the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, he'll plan to put the kavanah into Borech Aleinu, the Shazam of his panosa, and the same with Rishvainu. Somebody who has a personal Torah obviously feels the Chazal, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, when they put Shmoneh Esrei together, they put together a nusach which will really encompass all the needs of every individual person. On the other hand, he says here that a person needs to personalize the tefillah, and according, everybody has particular needs at particular times, and it's perfectly in order. And he says one should make the tefillah your tefillah. It's your personal number plate on the car. That the fact is that when a person has a need, then it's perfectly legitimate and it's right that he should. Obviously, we know that there are many things that we add in as a klal, which is things like Zachreinu, Michomoicha, Atachain Antonu. We add Aneinu on the Tanis, which is really getting a bit more personal. We've got Yalev Yovai, then at the end there are Kabbalah to Tanis, and obviously next week on Yom Kippur we'll have the Oshamnu and Alchet, etc., which are, strictly speaking, it's after Shmoneh Esrei, but it's still within the time when we're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But in fact, he says, first of all, one will find many places in the Siddur where there are tefillahs printed which you can use in particular situations. For instance, at the Irot Center, ask Shetishlach Mehera Refuah Shleimo if you've got a particular chole in mind. And there are other tefillahs which are printed in various rooms. There's one here there's one for Parnosa in Borech Aleinu. There's another one about Shechazer Levatola in Tekabah Shofar Godol. The Kabbis, what's called Me'aba Kampasoy Tateinu. There are various others. And he says that the Ikka, he says, is what one should do. One should make the tefillah yours. One should introduce the tefillah which is yours. He says, if you have a look, if you want to know what the halachas are, exactly what you can do and when you could do, he refers you to praying with fire days 65 to 66 in the full edition of this kitzur. But because we love you so much here in Torah Way, I'll read you out the halacha from Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Sin and Kuf Yud Tes says, in not to lohisif the whole bracha mea emtios bein ha-bracha moisif. In any of the brachas, you're allowed to be moisif. In any one of them, in Atachonin or Shiva Shastainer, whatever you like, you can be moist if your own tefillah. Kate says, Hoya lochoyle, mevakishalov rachim of vichas rafainu. Hoya thor panoso, you need panoso, mevakishalov vichas rashonin. And Shemea tefillah, you can use lishal kol tzrochov, shikolelas kol habakoshois. He says, Uchashim moisif, but if you want to add a tefillah, he says, don't do it before the beginning of the tefillah. You should say the nusach habrocha. And then yafchil bebrocha ve'achakach moisif, and then be'emtza habrocha, usually just before you say Baruch Atah Hashem, that at that stage you can moisif the brocha that you want, because the Mishnah adds the Torah classes ikim memabeish tikna chachomim. What you're doing is you're sticking to the nusach of Chazal, but you're adding in your own tefillah towards the end, and your tefillah is tofel to the larger brocha. And then it says the Mishnah Berurah also mentions that this specific dispensation of adding a bracha inside the nusach of tefillah is only if you have a particular need at that time. He says you can't use it to make a tefillah ale osid, that if somebody, Baruch Hashem, is healthy and doesn't have a particular problem, so dumb to Rebbeinu Shem, please Rebbeinu Shem, help me to stay healthy in the future, avad it's a good tefillah, but there's no hesitation to actually introduce that in the middle of the nusach of the bracha. And just to finish off, I asked Reb Chaim, just because I thought maybe somebody would ask me, I'm not asking halachas there, but I asked Reb Chaim, is it okay to say your tefillah in English? In other words, if you've got a particular request of the Rebbeinu Shem, and you're not so good at formulating the nusach in Lashon HaKodesh, and you want to say a tefillah in English or in French or in Yiddish, at the end, just before Baruch Atah Hashem, he said it's 100% mutal pi alocha. If that is the way that it's easier for you to daven to the Rabbi Nishan for your personal request, then you can say your request to the Rabbi Nishan in any language that you understand. The Rabbi Nishan will avada understand that language, and therefore you say your nusach. You say your nusach, whatever it is. You say the nusach habrocha. You say the nusach of your personal tefillah, and you finish off Baruch Atah Hashem to Asayt habrocha.